Hey guys, so welcome back to the show. So today we are going to be talking about behind the scenes of creating a content. I just think there's so much goes behind the scenes that like one wouldn't know, but also some things that like it is not being talked about, and also just like overall perspective on how it works. It is tough and it's a very unique position to be at, and not a lot of people realize it before they sign up for it, or when people become part of it, then things don't turn out as great, or they just don't realize what to expect. I think it's not like just taking a picture, just taking a video for 15 seconds or anything. There's more to it that I just kind of want to put it out there. This is not to just like bash on people or just to say that like, you know, like some other people's work is not important, but this is more to show like that how different this field is and how challenging it could be time to time, because it's so connected with yourself, your personal style, or your personal life, plus, you know, the commercial side of it as well. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. But before that, let's talk a little update. So this is actually kind of connected to what I wanted to mention. So this past weekend, I actually signed a contract with this brand, hotel chain, IHG Hotels, to stay at one of their properties in New York City and create a content. So I have worked with hotels before, but I never worked with them directly. I think I've worked with maybe 3 hotels in the past before, and they were all like, one was through, there was this like marketplace for content creators or influencers, and you can apply for the hotel that you like, then they essentially book it for you, then you just have to post it. But it's not like direct contact with the hotel. Then there's the other part of it was like, it was through agency, and the another one was the PR. So it's very different. So this one was my first big one that was directly with the hotel, and like they were paying, and I was getting paid on top of it as well, because all other ones were just like free stay. But this one was like comped stay, then like paying on top of it, and like I was doing some activities and stuff. So it was very exciting. I was very, very excited to, you know, work with them and everything. I think, I don't know, I'm hoping that this will be like a beginning of many other opportunities for me. And yeah, it was very interesting. I think it's definitely such a different experience. I have to put it out there, because I think this goes into most of the time, not just hotels. It's like, I guess all the, when you work with service industry, or when you're working with a brand that is in the service industry, versus then you work with a brand who just has a product. Because with service industry, you essentially get the experience once, right? Like if you mess it up, like it's not like you can do it second time around, you know? No, they're not going to be like, come again, we can try it, right? Like just, it is what it is. So that becomes that, as I feel like more pressure to the entire part of creating the content. I know I'm going to talk about that a little bit, but I just want to mention in here that like it's a very different experience. Hence I feel like I got more content than I usually would, but mostly because like I just know that, like, you know, I'm not going to get to stay at this hotel again for free to, you know, I keep saying for free, but like technically not free. It's like I'm doing work for it, but I meant like, you guys get what I mean, comp stay, that like I'm only getting this once, so I have to make sure I get all the content I need so they can approve it, you know? So that is the point to it, versus when you have a product or something that you already have with you, that like, you know, or clothing, you know, you can always take the content again if it is bad or if you don't like it. But this one is like, it's like done thing, like you do it once and that's it. So when you do that once, you want to make sure you give it all and it's like good. I feel like that adds a lot of pressure. Hence, I'm like, I feel like getting into this industry, it's like not just hotel. There's also like times, you know, I work with the, you know, like the salons, or I work with the, you know, the beauty company, like the, their services that I went to their med spa or stuff like that. I think those are like very, very cool experiences, but it's just like definitely adds more to it because you have to make sure it's good content. And I don't know, I'm just like kind of loving it, I would say. That's one thing I love about this kind of job. And I know this is turning into like a long update, but I just wanted to put it out there that like, I feel like most jobs don't have that much flexibility, but this one is like, when I feel kind of bored, or not so bored, but like when I want to switch gears, I can always switch them to something else. Like, because I think I love fashion, I love beauty, but the times that under beauty, it's like, it's not just trying products, but you can also try services and go to try laser, facial, stuff like that. And I feel like those are like cool experiences versus like, yes, products could be great too, but experiences are something more different that you are going to remember. And I feel like I'm kind of loving that experience so far of it, like the events and everything. I feel like those are all considered under experiences. And yeah, I feel like that's like a really, really fun part of the job. Yeah, anyway, so that's a little bit update. I know it was kind of long, but now I just want to get into today's episode. So as I mentioned in the very beginning, that creating a content or content creation job is very, very unique. Like, I think it's such a one of the most unique jobs out there, I would say. It is very personal, very creative, but there's also that commercial side to it, because I think depending on how you built your community, and also besides the community, but also how you built your content, because some people, you know, like it's very finance or just advice based, but it's nothing super personal, although some of those can still get personal. But there are people, like especially something to do with like sometimes fashion or beauty, is like sometimes you have to talk about like, you know, very personal things, because to connect with your audience to an extent, because that's when you make the emotional connection. Because you can't just tell people that like, I like this product. You could be like, oh, I was struggling with this, or this is what I had in my life, hence I'm trying this and stuff like that. So I feel like you really have to make that personal connection. So I feel like it's kind of like, it is very combined between that personal, creative, and also that commercial side to it. You know, like when you watch like this reality TV shows, it's like, it's still real life, right? But I mean, I'm sure there's some parts to it that are not real, but it's still like personal lives of these people, but it is very commercialized and also out there. So I feel like in content creation, in some ways, it's kind of like that. So what I'm trying to put it out there though, is like, I think due to this nature, it brings very unique and fun opportunities along the way that you can share essentially with your friends, significant other, family, right? Because what I mean by this is like, you can obviously get products and stuff that you can obviously give or gift to your friends, family, and stuff like that. But more to it, that like you can get these experiences that you can share with your family, like going to an event, right? I mean, not just family, I meant like friends, other people. Like if you get invited to an event, you can, you know, go with your friends or go with your boyfriend, girlfriend, stuff like that. Or, you know, like example, like if you have like working with a hotel, you can, you know, go with someone else or go with your family to stay at there. Like there's so much opportunities there. Or festivals. I have done this much of times and went with friends to a festival that I was working at. So it's really, really unique that like you can share those experiences, because like, you know, you cannot say that many times that like you had that with other jobs, maybe some jobs, but like I feel like this is very unique that like you get to spend time with your friends while also working. I feel like those are two things that like, I don't know, it's like unmatched, because like you're spending time with your loved ones at the same time you're also working. It's essentially like you're cutting the time in half, like instead of spending two times separately. So I feel like that kind of works out. What is upsetting about it though is I think because there's so much goes behind the scenes, sometimes it is hard for people to understand. And this is what happens when you bring people with you to these things or those experiences and stuff, because I think not everyone essentially understands how this works. And obviously some people judge it, some people make comments about it. I mean, people already on social media make comments about it. Like, I know I have mentioned this a bunch of times, but amount of times that like people called me names for, I don't know, like I feel like even on a regular basis that like I would get is like, besides calling me gay, right? It would be like, I don't know, saying things like, I am so narcissistic, or I must be like this person, or I'm not giving any valuable information, or I don't know, like so much shit that like they put on you, or like, you look like this, you don't look like this, you should change your hair, or you should do this, I don't know, get a life, do you do anything even, like so much stuff, like, right? So that's one thing. But I think other thing is that like, because you put so much stuff into it with the content creation, from the outside, it might look like, oh, you just took that photo in that 5 minutes or 2 minutes, or that just happened right away, right? It just doesn't work like that. And sometimes, obviously, things could happen like that very easily, but not everything is what it seems. So when you bring family, friends, or your loved ones, you know, significant other, although you might have explained to them how it works or how you do your stuff, sometimes like I feel like it's hard for them to understand. Not to say like some people can't understand, it's just like I feel like it takes longer for them to understand. Maybe it's like, I think sometimes for people, when you just tell them like, oh, can you like help me take a picture, or can you take a picture of this, can you take a picture of me, it, I don't know if it rubs them the wrong way, or they just don't understand that like this is a job. Maybe, yeah, because I feel like, again, because when people, first thing that I always hear all the time is that like, if I'm taking a picture of myself a lot, or if I'm doing it, they're like, I must be so full of myself, I must love myself too much, it's like, it's all about me. It's like, I mean, I see the selfies point, I get it to an extent, but there's always a reason. I mean, some people could be, and I feel like there's nothing wrong with that, but I feel like the other extent is like, people do pictures of themselves is because like, especially for a content creator, right, they need this for a video, they need this for a picture, they need this for a brand, or they need this to post on stories. As a content creator, you can never have a lot of content. I'm serious. There's going to be times that like you're going to be scrambling through all your photos and videos, or your photo library, your hard drive, be like, I need content to post and I have nothing. So when you have a lot of content, or when you have extra batch of stuff, you're going to thank yourself later, because you're like, oh, I'm so glad I took this selfie this day, or I'm so glad I did this, because today I look like shit and I don't feel like taking a picture, I don't feel like doing this. I'm just saying, it really helps a lot to have that much content. But I think from the outside, maybe for some people, it doesn't maybe make sense, because like for them, it's like, why is this person doing that? Like, what is up with them, right? But I just think, I don't know, maybe they don't put themselves in our shoes. They're like, oh, this is their job, this is what they do. Maybe it's just hard concept for them to understand. So I don't know. It's just like, I feel like it's very hard to explain it, but in a way that like, I feel like I have had many experiences with friends, with significant other, or sometimes with family, that like, I feel like you have to really tell them, and sometimes even explain to them, because there is that, you know, bond already because you are friends and everything. But then you tell them like, this is what I do and everything. Sometimes it's like, it becomes harder for them to understand, because they know other side of you. Because when you think about it, it's like, what you're putting out there, yes, it could be part of you, but it's essentially another persona. So it's like, it's very different sometimes for people who know you in real life to understand, but also for them to understand how things work behind the scenes, not just what they see, which is like the published, finished product on social media, and they just like it or comment it. It's a very different story. And I think that's the reason, it's like, I understand now that like, most of the time, influencers, content creators, they essentially stick together. And I used to think like that was problematic, but now I just realize it, why it is the way it is, because you can go to parties together, you can, you know, take pictures together, you can do videos and everything. It's just because, or people in the similar field, it doesn't have to be content creators, but like someone in the same field, like marketing, PR, I feel like it's like very similar route. People understand that. People understand how these things work. And we can take as many pictures, as many photos if something is not good. It's like, I feel like for a normal person to say like, they would be like, oh, this photo is right? It's good. But I'd be like, I kind of not like it. Can you take it again? I feel like for a content creator to say that, it's like, we would understand that. I would be like, okay, yeah, let me take it again until we get that shot. Because there's always that thing, you know, like in the commercials or whatever, you're like, did you get that shot or get that frame? That's what it is. But I feel like normal person, it doesn't matter if it is your friend, significant other, it's just like they don't maybe understand that concept, or maybe it's because like they're in a different field. They just look at you like, what is wrong with you? It's a decent photo. But like, what if that's not the photo you want? So I feel like it's very difficult, very difficult. And that's why I now understand like why like models, content creators, influencers, they go together to certain things, or like the friends in the similar field, because they understand each other. So it's just like there's almost like unspoken this rule that like they will automatically take picture of you, multiple pictures without complaining and everything. It's like, it's very, I don't know, it's so easy versus like if it was with someone else that's not in the same field, because like bringing friends, significant others who just don't understand, and sometimes they want to leave as soon as possible, as soon as you get there, or they just stick out in the pub, in the group, and you don't talk, they don't talk or something. Like I feel like this industry is, as I mentioned, is so unique, right? But like especially when you go to events and like all these festivals, like you have to talk to people, you have to mingle, you have to make connections, because everything boils down to connections at the end of the day, and you have to make those. And I think sometimes it is just hard to understand, like, because I think overall it is hard sometimes people to even understand that like we can make a living from creating a content on social media, but also just them, people just seeing that like, oh, people recognize you and like know you, that like you're a person, you're like an influencer. Like, I don't know, I guess maybe it's hard for some people to understand that, the concept. I know it's 2022 and I feel like we don't even have to explain it at this point, but I guess, I think there are definitely differences. And that's why the reason I feel like almost like having those people, you know, in the industry, and them come along with you to do events and stuff, it's kind of nice, because they're kind of like essentially become your coworkers, and they can kind of understand what's going on, and like they can help you out. Obviously, I'm sure there are downsides to it too, because I think biggest reasons people, you know, bring their friends, family, or significant other, because obviously you can trust those people because they're in your circle and like you know them. Although, you know, things could happen in those categories too. But I think with people you work with in a similar industry, sometimes you might not know their ulterior motive behind it. Like maybe they want to use you for something, or they are, they're, you know, this it's essentially like them doing the social, they want to climb up the social ladder, right? Like, I feel like there's definitely, there could be two scenarios in here. So it is definitely hard to not, you know, think about those things. But sometimes also you, because it's work, you always think about the outcome for you, because although you might be spending time with your friends, significant other, but you also need to make sure that you get that picture, you get that video, you got those deliverables, because that is very important, because that's how you make money. And the thing with in this industry is that like when you make good connections, things come along, or when you go to places, things come. When you don't go to places, things don't come. People talk to each other, and you never know who is going to be, you know, working for which company later on. That's why it's like so important to keep good connections. And I think that's why like I always try to give my best and get a good content. But I think that creating a content, especially like from experiences, it's like it takes a lot from you and you have to try a lot sometimes, cringy things, especially I don't know, taking pictures or videos in public when there's like so many people. I feel like at this point I feel like I'm used to it now. I try not to have eye contact with people, but I feel like it still gets I don't know, like you never get that comfortable. I feel like if people don't make comments, that's a different story, but people usually make comments, especially like to this day. I'm used to, you know, being in front of a camera, but like having pictures taken or videos on the street or something, that's still like, I'm just like, ugh, cringe. Like, it's like, I want to be done with it as soon as possible. But I just feel like, I feel like to this day, it's like, because I have been doing this for a while, I feel like I would get comfortable. I feel like it never gets that comfortable. Like you would think it does, but doesn't. I don't know. Maybe it's like, if it is like a crowded street, it's like, definitely, it's like, ugh, you're not doing that. I just think there's definitely a lot to it that like, I feel like people don't see. It's not like that final product. There's so much goes behind the scenes that I feel like I just wanted to put it out here. And these were just some of the things that I wanted to mention. Obviously there's more to it, is the, you know, money position, like how the money is involved with the, you know, the way you get paid and like how you get paid and everything. But essentially this is what goes behind the scenes of creating a content and amount of variations you have to do, you know, the drafts, because everything has to get approved beforehand. You cannot, as long as, you know, because when it's paid, you always have to essentially send it for approval, and they have to approve, then you can post it. Some brands are better than others, but there are difficult brands too. So it's very challenging in that aspect. But I feel like the main I wanted to focus on in here is like about the creating the content. I feel like creating is already a big step. Other steps is like editing and everything, that which again still takes time too. But I think creating is still very challenging. When you create by yourself, it's actually not as difficult. But when you have to be around with people or it's in public, then you need to help someone to, you know, help you to create a content, then things get challenging. And I thought this would be interesting to just mention, and hopefully, you know, this would be helpful for some people who are in the same boat, or, you know, who wants to be a content creator and didn't know about it, that they wanted to hear. So I hope you guys find this helpful. And if you do, please don't forget to rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast. And I'll see you guys next week with another episode. Bye, guys.